the untranslatable word. In my native tongue that has as many names for money as the Inuit have for snow, a new word surfaces like a tiny red stone in the rubble or a morning poem pieced together from dreams, though my head throbs as I huddle over my desk doing its bidding. Is there not a word for that? The idea you must get down on paper before it dissolves and you cease to know it? A thought that shapeshifts into something like longing? Or is it more of an atmospheric loneliness that storms through you, the rain on your face mingled with tears? Although there is no word for that either. For so long we have been a country devoid of those words that transcended language to elicit, for example, the Swedish reflection of the moon on a body of water, Moengata, or Jijivisa, Hindu for the one who epitomizes what the French know as joie de vivre, another quality for which we have long been wordless. So thick-tongued that even the lines in between the lines couldn't quite enlighten us. It's like the way our minds try and fail at constructing the bright threads between constellations. And speaking of which, why isn't there a word for that? But might there be a name for the thing that floats across borders, links one world to another? Perhaps it's a kernel of truth in the red eye of madness. The center is silent as an eclipse. If we listen, could it awaken us? Or has it already begun? It's not warm, though steam rises from it.